You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Kind of getting my first little taste of, I don't know if I want to call it competitive parenting.
Go
but
ahead,
it kind
call
of
it that.
Is. It's yeah. competitive parenting.
Yeah.
So Reed's getting to the point here where in a couple of months, we have to actually think about registering him for kindergarten, the big kindergarten experience for next year.
He turns 5 next summer.
He'll be turning 5 next summer, which is typically the age that you start kindergarten. Well, here's the haps. Here's what parents are doing nowadays. They are holding their kids back a year. So they're not enrolling their kids until they are 6 in kindergarten.
So they wouldn't start first grade until they were 7?
Correct. And the reason they're doing this is to give their kids an advantage in sports. So they're thinking these kids are going to be bigger, more developed, stronger when it comes to sporting ages. And then they play great sports, and then they get scholarships, and then they get college paid for, essentially.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of these parents are starting now, and I'm having to think about, like, do I do this? Holding their kids back a year for kindergarten for, you know, basically 10 years in the future.
That's
Reed
so
doesn't
weird.
Even like sports.
That's the thing. He doesn't like sports. And he's going to be very much like my wife and I, where he's going to be probably the skinny, goofy kid. That's both of us were that growing up. So I feel like if we put him in now and he's 5 and he's going to be a skinny, goofy kid, all these other kids are going to be in there that are a year older, more
Shaving.
Developed, and he's going to be picked on and made fun of. So I kind of feel like even if he's not going to be doing sports, I kind of have to hold him back now so he's not the small kid in class. Poor little Reed.
Maybe he's still going to be a small little 6-year-old instead of 5-year-old. So you're
he
holding
could,
him back
but,
for
I
nothing.
Mean, but maybe, or maybe he'll hit a little growth spurt. Or
does that mean that there are 19-year-old high school seniors?
So we sat down and kind of laid it all out. So if we put him in at 5, he'll be 17 when he graduates. And when he's, if he goes in at 6, he'll be 18 when he graduates.
But yeah, his birthday's in
Great.
July.
He's in July. So the way the math falls, I mean, he'll be 18 then by the time he graduates high school.
He would turn 19 right after graduating.
Right after,
okay.
Correct.
That seems like slimy.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I always just SMH. When I think about parents and, you know, living vicariously through their kids
know,
and the
already.
Sports thing, and they're 5 years old, and you already have dreamed of them as a professional athlete, which is
yes.
about a 1 in 2 million chance
it's
or something.
Very small, yeah.
It's so ridiculous, but I know that's the way parents are, and you're not going to talk any sense into them. What about Reed intellectually? I mean, is he ready for school?
Yes, and that's the thing with Reed is, I'm not one of those parents, he's so smart, but the kid's smart. He knows his way around. He speaks like 4 languages already. He's pretty smart. So I feel like then is he going to be the older bored kid in class?
Right.
Versus the smaller skinny kid that gets picked on. So it's kind of like a catch-22 there. It's like, which way is he going to go?
I guess it should just be, school is really about school. I mean, if parents want to look 10 years down the road to high school athletics, I guess. But I mean, there's club sports that you could play too.
Sure. And I guess if he's bored, there's advanced classes I could put him in and other tutoring and stuff, but I feel like I kind of have to hold him back now just as far as
size.
You know, I don't want all these giant kids around him. And this is a thing. This
boys
is
boys don't even
what
grow.
What about all the ladies?
I know.
Though?
Boys
well,
don't
there's
even
a maturity
grow until
thing
they're like
too.
13 or 14 anyway.
There's
so.
A maturity thing. I think that's I think it's kind of beneficial to hold him back as far as being older in high school a little bit because you're a little more mature and maybe he'll focus on his studies more, maybe?
Well, this is,
I don't know.
Here's Linda on the phone. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, there's a couple things. If everybody redshirts their kid their first year, then there's no advantage because they'll all be the same size. So
sure.
You lose that. And the second thing is you really have to cater to your kid's intellect. And if they're ready for first or kindergarten and you hold them back, you're truly doing them a disservice.
Yeah, I think we did touch on that a few minutes ago.
Sure.
That's why I was asking you, is he ready for school intellectually?
Yeah.
Is he ready to
go?
Yeah,
I mean, he's already been in like a preschool thing for, you know, a couple of years. So we would still continue like a more of a advanced, you know, pre-K type. He would be in school before kindergarten.
You know, Linda, what's funny about this is there are some times, you know, and I don't know how much they do it anymore, but there are kids that we used to get jumped ahead. So they would go like from 2nd grade to 4th
right.
or
right.
3rd to 5th. And can you imagine that in combination with other parents letting your kid could be 3 years younger than kids in their class.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. I mean, my son, his birthday's in May, and the kids in first grade, they wanted to jump him ahead. And I said, you know, he's a GT kid, but here, emotionally, he's not there.
Yeah, right. That's a big difference. I applaud you for saying that. Linda, we got to run. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Can we put him on a little workout routine or something? Maybe give him a lot of milk and
some
hormones,
crunches.
You know, so we can grow big.
Pump him up. Here's Beth. Hello, Beth.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
I think you should definitely wait. I think boys typically are a little bit behind socially and emotionally and have a harder time kind of sitting still and
doing the things
necessary. Yeah,
I was that boy.
You are that boy.
Yeah, I still am.
Yeah, but, you know, to that point, Beth, you're right. Boys, you know, do have a hard time sitting still and stuff like that. But that's going to be the case all the way through the first at least 10 years of school. So what difference does that make? I mean, if you wait, he's still going to be fidgety in class.
Well, it gives him another year to just develop and grow a little bit more. Absolutely. And let him have another year of play. Do two kindergartens.
My son
went to school with a lot of kids who did kind of a play-based kindergarten and then went to a regular traditional school for kindergarten, too.
Yeah, that was one of my arguments, too. It's like, let him be a kid just a little bit longer because he's going to have school for years and years and years.
It's kindergarten.
Yeah.
It's naps and animal cookies. It's not
my
name is Ishmael.
It's totally not now.
Beth, thanks for being on the show.
It's hardcore now.
It seriously is.
Hardcore.
It's drill kids.
Yeah, listen to Chris. It is.
Yeah. Oh,
here's Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
What do you say?
I think that if he's intellectually ready to go, then you should put him in when he's five. I was the kid who was bored in class, and I actually did end up skipping a grade because I was having issues sitting still and sitting quietly in class because I did my work before everybody else because I was advanced. So,
but I feel like if he's going to be that way, we can enroll him in some other things outside of school that kind of helps his extracurricular.
Yeah, but that's outside of school. Then while he's in school, the teacher has to deal with a bored student. So,
well, I'd rather than a bullied student for being so small.
My teachers had to give me extra work to keep me busy. It really ended up being more work for everybody involved.
Yeah, I'm on Laura's side.
My parents had to fight to get me skipped a grade because they had to literally go through and I had to do specialized testing.
What do you do now? What do you do nowadays?
I am an executive personal assistant and household manager.
Oh.
All right.
Laura, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I think I read between the lines with that.
Thank you.
Here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
What's the word?
So what I was going to say is, in reality, if he becomes a better athlete because he's a year older, does it really make sense? I mean, the likelihood of him becoming like a professional athlete is so small that it's not really going to be an advantage if he's an athlete or not. However, in the workforce, if he comes out a year earlier and starts working, he might, A, have another year of salary behind him and have an advantage when when he moves up or whatever he wants to do.
That's a great point. Some of his peers will just be getting started, and he'll have a year's experience.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah, and I think that's true. Like, there's a lot of people that like take years off after high school before they go to college. And they come into the working force. These kids that have already started and start working, you know, they're like bosses.
That is a great point, Scott. Thanks for being on the show.
All right,
he's going to have to take care of me when I'm older, so he better get working.
It's not going to be cheap.
Time for one more. It's Sasha. Hello, Sasha.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're all good. Speak your mind.
So my son is 3 years old, and he is in preschool. And I'm noticing that there are children that are almost five, and the difference between a three-year-old and a five-year-old on a physical, mental, emotional level is astounding, you know? And I'm noticing the deficits already, like just in preschool. So we haven't even gotten to kindergarten yet.
What do you mean a deficit? And in what way? Is it bad for your son?
Yeah, like I'm noticing that he's trying to mimic these behaviors that manifest in an almost five-year-old that just can't quite translate in a three-year-old, you know?
Hmm.
And physically, like, I mean... He's already getting bullied physically, and he's not a small boy.
What's your vote for what Jeremy's thinking about doing? Do you want Jeremy to hold his son back a year?
You know, I'm really conflicted about it because, like, personally for me, I don't know what to do because I don't want my son or
Jeremy's. Hard to see the future, you know? It's like what he's going to be like, what all the other kids are going to be like. You don't know.
Sasha, we got to run. Thanks for a great call. Have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Reed looks like a normal size. You keep saying size. I mean, he's not like 2 feet tall, right?
No.
He's
like
a he's going to be. He's built like me and Nicole, where he's going to be the skinny kid. And
so
just dig that, you know?
Goofy. Skinny's in now, right? Yeah. Skinny jeans, tapered leg, right? That's it.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.